bit early tonight here before we get started. Welcome to the Wednesday night with Roger, who will be joining us in just a moment. Just moments before going on the air, and if you don't know who you're listening to, it's Jeff Bennett. You are listening to a Wednesday night edition of Life, Liberty, and All That Jazz live on this 7th day of September 2011, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Also being simulcast, of course, over on, boy, I'm going to blow this one because I've lost my notes. I think it's, what is it, KP? Yeah, send it over to me. Anyway, KHFX over in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and we're going to be hearing a lot more from those folks. I'm going to be preparing some special broadcasts. They're going to be geared directly to folks in that area with some major difficulties that they're facing in the rural areas outside of Dallas-Fort Worth. But moments ago, I received a email from a listener and a reader, and I get the feeling he tends to lean more left, and he likes to uncover all this garbage that the so-called conservatives, the alleged Tea Party people, like to raise a stink about. Once in a while, he'll send me something I think is well worth posting. But this particular one, it's a column entitled Fox, meaning Fox News, doctors the Hoffa speech to fabricate a call for violence. There was no doctoring. They edited out a specific piece. If you want to call that doctoring, that's great. But every single network does it, ABC, CBS, NBC, trying to get across what it is. Allegedly, what Hoffa said was, everyone here has got to vote if we go back and keep the eye on the prize. Then he goes on to say, let's take these sons of bitches out and give America back to America where we belong. Thank you very much. Well, Mr. Hoffa, I tend to agree with a statement that John Stadtmiller made on his program yesterday. Keep it up, buddy, and remember what happened to your daddy. That ain't a threat. That's just a statement of fact. It is an opinion, as far as I'm concerned. Fox News did not do anything any differently because the gist of what Hoffa said was an incitement to riot. It was an incitement for vulgarities, for violence. And Obama did not waste his time getting up there doing anything about it, didn't counter it. So, very interesting. I may see about posting this late tonight and with some counter comments. Anyway, welcome to the program. We typically, on Wednesdays, avoid much of the economic conversation, etc. I've got but seconds to get across the fact that both gold and silver took a major hit today. I am thankful. I got a good number of calls earlier in the morning taking advantage of it. You should be doing so, too. You can do that at Republic Trading Group. Robbie or I will be glad to work with you. And with all this nonsense, all the major stock indices were up. Isn't that exciting? Stay with us. We will be back with Roger in moments. Hello, Kay.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this ExtendoVite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
This is an important message from hempusa.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit hempusa.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, 1 heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try MicroPlant Powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, MicroPlant Powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Welcome back, and or if you joined us late, welcome to a Wednesday evening edition of Life, Liberty, and All That Jazz. I'm your host tonight, less of a commentator than a host, Jeffrey Bennett, as we are once again rejoined by our good friend Roger Sales, who took the week off last week, but it was kind of like a mutual thing. I needed the time, and frankly, he didn't mind having a Wednesday off. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good, man. Thank you. Hola and buenas tardes, which is hello and good afternoon.
Absolutely.
I thought you put me over in the corner with a dunce hat on, but I guess you just
needed a little extra time because of the short week.
Well, I did get some emails from people that, you know, tuned in and expected me to be there, and I wasn't, and they missed me, and I was very grateful. So thanks for the feedback. It's not, you know, it gives you that warm fuzzy when you know you're being appreciated. So
I agree, and I have to share with you very quickly. You heard me make a comment as we went to the break, and the fact that you were not on last week, I certainly received a number of emails. Gee, what happened to Roger? Blah, 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 blah. Got a marvelous email from Kay. She and I have kind of doing some back and forth stuff. And so I had to kind of do that little salutation before we went to the break. So, Kay, your hero is back. Let's get to work.
So I was not kidnapped by anybody from the embassy or Christina Kirchner, either one. So and we're back and ready to discuss salient ideas and concepts.
Absolutely.
I did get cut off, though, at the end of the show there, Jeff, because, as you know, this hour can go real fast.
Yep.
And can catch you with your shorts down, kind of, on the short end of the clock. And I was going to speak a couple of things about Argentina right when the out music came on last time, because I have people ask me about it quite a bit, about living down here and stuff. I've been here a little over, for those of you who are new. I've been here about 3 years, a little over. And that's long enough to, even though living here, and one of the nice things about the transition is it looks like where I came from, except that that's just a surface thing, and it takes you a while to get into the nuances of the culture and the society that you don't see on the surface. And, of course, when the language is a barrier, that even takes a little more time and is more difficult. But I've been here enough time to get past at least some of both of those things at this stage. And some things that have happened that I thought were very interesting to comment on. And one of them is that they're in the political season down here, too. They just started their primaries about a month ago. Mm. And when we always have elections on Tuesday, because my mother used to run some polls down there in Florida. And here, the elections are always on Sundays. And the men and the women vote.
Sunday is interesting. Is that because theoretically everybody's not working, which means that they pretty much have to go vote?
Well, let me finish the rest of it. Maybe I can answer that question with the way that it's set up. The men and the women vote in separate precincts. And if you're an Argentinian, you have to vote.
Interesting. I heard that once years ago.
So, it's just one of those. I tell people, I said, when we start talking about Argentina, I said, listen, stuff's just different down here. It's like, is it a blessing or a curse? When they close down for siesta at 1 o'clock, everything closes for the most part. But all the banks and all the government offices, of course, close, and they don't reopen. So in the afternoon, when everything kicks back up at 5 to go to 9 on the second half of the day, you don't have any banks or government offices you can go to. So if you're going to do any banking business or anything to do with the bureaucracy, which is worse than the U.S., by the way, you got to do it in the morning. And most of the time you have to stand in these long lines. And is it a blessing or a curse? And for people like me that live down here, it's so difficult to get things done and things get so slow, it's like a blessing. And for a lot of these people that live here, it's a curse. It's kind of the way the founding fathers set up the country up there in D.C. so that everything would be gridlocked. And that's kind of what you have here, I thought that was interesting. I've told people, and one of the things I always say is it's like living in the States back in the 50s. I was young then, but it reminds me of that feel. They have open demonstrations here. About 2 weeks ago, I try and go downtown and go walking in the morning, and just because it's a cool little place and get some exercise and get around the people and get out of the apartment. All you hear drums, snare drums and drums and instruments blowing and horn, making horns, noises. You walk up and it's a bunch of students who are at the very center of the town, which in all these towns is called Kilometer Zero. And right at Kilometer Zero, right out in the middle of the main intersection are, 30 to 40 or more students carrying a banner for some girl named Pamela Toledo. And making all this noise, and they were in a line, and they shifted the line around in the intersection to where they blocked some of the roads. And there's all kinds of cops out there. Obviously, they had to have some sort of a permit or something, I would think. But it was open demonstration that was, supervised by the authorities, and there wasn't any problems. And that's not the first time I've seen that. It's just the most recent. I was just thinking when I saw it, wow, I wonder what would happen if you had this up in D.C. someplace these days. So, there's some really interesting differences. For here, for example, you have no stop signs. Wouldn't you know in the middle of a radio show somebody's coming to my door? You don't have any stop signs. We don't have any stop signs. Okay, gracias. Don't have any stop signs in any of these streets. So you yield to the right. Now, I haven't been through most of the rest of the continent or certainly Latin America all that much. But people tell me that it's the same way in most of these countries down here. And it, quite frankly, I didn't get behind a wheel of a car for over a year when I got here. I walked everywhere. I didn't even have my little motorcycle back then. But I almost had several heart attacks riding in taxis. Because everybody they press the envelope on this merge thing, see? And you'll come up to an intersection and you've got the right of way and this other guy comes right almost to the edge of where you're going through before he puts on the brakes. It gives you serious cardiac arrest a little couple of times,
Jeez.
But you get used to it after a while and when you get the feel of the merge on the traffic thing as the two opposing lines of traffic are crossing, it does make traffic flow a lot easier. So, there's just a lot of little differences in living here and I wanted to bring up the things that were political, especially because of course, the things that are going on in the world and the things that are going on in the States right now. So, Any comments on that, Jeffrey, or any
No. I find it fascinating how, you know, what goes on in other lands and how they conduct things. You know, I've always, you know, in my programming over the years, as you well know, have discussed the responsibility of being an American. And unfortunately, very few people in this country take that responsibility seriously. So I find the voting situation, which I believe I had heard many years ago, quite interesting because, if you are an American, you have a responsibility to vote, to participate. So, you know, that's basically the only statement I've got to make about that issue. It you know, our turnout here is so ridiculous, and yet everybody bitches and complains about the way things go in this country, but they don't do anything about it. They don't participate. They don't write letters. They don't vote. They don't do emails. They don't raise the right amount of stink, and therefore we wind up getting exactly what we deserve. It's ridiculous.
Well, they've changed the whole system around from the titles of nobility being able to hold office with the old 13th Amendment.
Yes.
And now all of the chicanery that we've uncovered in these programs, and hopefully that's going to be uncovered a little more, and we're very close to getting the book out, by the way, where people can have something in their hands to read and understand, because I understand it's difficult to get that from listening to a radio show, but you know, if you're the one that's meant to hear it, like our mutual friend Kay. Now, Kay wrote me an email here about, I don't know, a week or two, a week, 10 days or so ago, and was telling me that she's listened to those broadcasts and all of them on these Wednesdays. And she said, I'm up into June or July, and I've listened to this is the third time. And she said, you're right. I still get new things out of this every time I hear it, because there's a lot of information out of there. And Kay and anybody else that can relate to that, I tell you that I've been living with this stuff for 19 and a half years, and I still get new revelations about it. Okay. So, and that was the point I tried to make from the start is, you know, this is not a light and sundry topic. It's in depth, and it's even harder to deal with because of the techniques that have been used against you, and you got to be that special person that it touches, and that you then have the initiative to want to learn, because this is knowledge that you got to want. You're not going to lay there with a subconscious tape on at night playing it while you sleep and get it by osmosis.
Understandable.
Okay, so, but the joy of it is that it opens up so much truth in your life, and you can really start to see how you've been deceived. And the more you apply that knowledge to different areas of your life, the more revelations that you come up with. And it is, as I've told you from the start, those of you who have been with us from the start, knowing what we've been teaching is literally a life-changing experience.
Interesting. We got some music cranking up. We're going to go to a quick break. We will be back with further commentary with our good friend Roger from down Argentina way.
Boat to China. All to myself alone.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard. Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Have you heard? Proactive is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-489-0192. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactive Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-489-0192. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactive.com or call 1-800-489-0192. That's
1-800-489-0192. Oh, lullaby of Birdland, that's what I always hear.
Coming back out of the break with some little bit of swinging from Lady Ella. Roger Sales, let's pick up where we left off. It's because this hour goes way too fast, man.
It does, and, you know, we could talk about all this stuff for hours, literally. I wanted to come back and tie in this political stuff that we're talking about in Argentina to the political stuff and the situation in the U.S., and those people who have listened to these broadcasts for a while know that, you know, my basic philosophy is there is no a political solution to the problems that we have. If you want to go back to Mao and the all politics comes from the barrel of a gun statement, you want to go back to Alec de Tocqueville, who I believe said America is great because America is good, and if America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great, and I'm afraid that was very prophetic.
What a brilliant guy for somebody who just came to tour this country and just literally made some astounding, came to some very astounding conclusions, which all these many years later were, you know, finding are absolutely true.
Yeah, it's a profound statement, that quote by him. And, of course, I think it was Samuel Adams or John Quincy Adams or one of those old forefathers guys, you know, who said that our Constitution was only written for a moral and an ethical people. And it's easy for anybody that hears these words and comprehends them to understand and look around the country and see that none of those paradigms apply. And the fact that, you know, it's like Tupper Saucy told me, you know, we've pontificated on that a time or two on here, is, Roger, don't you understand they can only rule evil? And so to do that, they have to corrupt and make everything evil. And as you can tell, everything literally in the world that these people have anything to do with is corrupt and pretty much rotten to the core. There's all kinds of trickery. There's all kinds of deceit. There's all kinds of lies. And even if, you know, my hat's off to Ron Paul. I've mentioned on here, I've met him personally. I've shaken his hand and spoken with him personally. He's just exactly one-on-one like he is on a debate or on a radio commercial or on a radio interview. Very sincere guy. I wish him all the luck. I have all the admiration and respect for him that I can offer any other single human being. But, you know, just getting Ron Paul in as a president is not going to change the system, because it's the system that's the problem. And how are you going to go, you know, you talk about voting, and yet what we've learned here is that if you've checked that box, I'm a citizen of the United States, on your voting registration, then you're really a slave. And you have civil rights, and you're not voting as an elector. You're voting as a slave to replace the slave master.
Right.
Who's controlled by other people, you know, and just, who really do pull the strings.
And I have to say this because, you know, for anyone who's listening to this program today that is literally only tuned in the last couple of weeks, maybe they're a new listener to the network or this program. Just to give our listeners some brief background, Roger Sales and I have known each other for many, many years, and we met due to preparedness expos. I think we met at the rainy one in the Carolinas. But he and his you know, long deceased ex-wife now, or former wife, had used to listen to me on shortwave, and Roger has taken his responsibility as, let's say, a national or whatever, to a whole different level. He subsequently no longer lives in this country, but he has used the law to do the things he's done, and in effect has set himself free. And what's amazing to me is I would invite anyone who's listening that is new to this to, if you're not a subscriber to RBN, become one. Go back, start listening to the archives. Roger first began to do this program with me on Wednesdays. We do it together in very early April. You do not want to miss. You want to go back and listen to every single one. And if you've got to listen to them several times over, you'll begin to get a far better understanding that there are ways you can set yourself free. And it's going to take work. It's going to take effort.
I'm pretty sure that was the 4th, 5th, and the 6th of April, Jeff.
That sounds about right.
Consecutive nights. Yep. And for those people who have just joined this in midstream or even past midstream, you know, this book I've been talking about that's been finished and being edited for so long, it is just about to be finished. And once we get the finished product, it'll be a few days and we'll have the website up, as we have to format it to the electronic reader and all that kind of stuff. So, but we're real close, and we'll have something printed, that you can read and reread and reread again and think about and ponder and go research and check out for yourself, which I encourage you to do with everything, all of you, because it's only then that you make it yours. And that's the most important thing, as I've harped on this for a long time, is you got to make this concept yours. Depending on your aptitude, who you are, and what your circumstances and situation individually are, on how much of the minutiae or the detail you want to absorb and have command of. But you can get command of at least the concept where you can talk to other people about it. That is a very important aspect to this whole thing.
It's no different than being a baby. One must learn how to crawl before they can walk, before they can run. And that's what we're trying to do here.
Just like my Spanish, pasos de baby, baby steps.
Yeah. Well, baby, it's time to take a break. We'll be back, ladies and gentlemen. Please stay with us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
You know, it's interesting. I don't hear this piece of music very often in the rotation of this program, and yet I can almost guarantee you this guy had such a sound. Roger, who was that playing? Do you know?
I don't know, but I think the name of the song's Caravan, isn't it?
Yeah, and Ramsey Lewis was the
okay.
Ramsey Lewis was the guy. So pretty interesting because he had a very distinctive sound that no one else has ever duplicated. It's kind of interesting stuff.
He really broke jazz a lot to the mainstream with Take Five, you know.
I mean, that was a lot
of that early stuff that got a lot of mass exposure, really.
Yep, yep.
By the way, let me straighten something out. I was listening to one of the other big guys on that other network today, and they were talking about the origin of rock and roll and saying that it was Bo Diddley. And any of you guys that heard that, I want to straighten you out. The origin of rock and roll was Bill Haley and the Comets, Rock Around the Clock.
That's right.
So just to get the story straight here publicly, I wanted to touch on a couple of things from some of our student listeners and update y'all on some of these things because it's important for those of you who are researching, following this material, trying to understand it and learn it, or actually trying to apply it. One of our good folks, Mr. Zorro from down there in South Florida, who we had on the air one night, actually was one of the guys that's already filed an affidavit, took mine. He had a little law school under his belt, so it was a little easier for him than a lot of other folks. And he scaled down my 5-page affidavit to a 1-page affidavit and submitted it to the Department of State and got both his passport card and passport. So anyway, this was something that he dug up. And this is, let me give you the source on this. This is from a book called Principles of Contract, and it was written by Sir Frederick Pollock, P-O-L-L-O-C-K, who's one of the real authorities in old Pollock, Manland, Justinian, and some other people from back there in the English times. And this is a little excerpt from his book on contracts. And it says, contracts of infants. I hate to read to you guys, but I got no choice here. I'll try and cut some of the extemporaneous stuff out. It says, since a corporation can manifest its legal existence only through the acts of its agents. And as a corporation, in virtue of its perpetual secession and freedom from all or most of the disabilities, which may in fact or in law affect natural persons, has powers exceeding those of a natural person. So those powers have to be defined and limited by rules of law, partly for the protection of the individual members of the corporation, and partly in the interest of the public, which we're finding out about now, I believe. We proceed to deal with these topics in the order indicated. And first, of the exceptions of the capacity of natural persons to bind themselves by contract. An infant is not absolutely incapable of binding himself, but is, generally speaking, incapable of absolutely binding himself by contract. Mm. Let me read that again. An infant is not absolutely incapable of binding himself, but is, generally speaking, incapable of absolutely binding himself by contract. His acts and contracts are voidable at his option, subject to certain statutory or other exceptions, which are partly definite, partly not definable in terms, but capable of reasonable definition in practice, and partly both indefinite and doubtful. The following seems the nearest approach to a statement in general terms that can safely be made. I'll read that last sentence. The following seems the nearest approach to a statement in general terms that can safely be made. By the common law, a contract made by an infant is generally voidable at the infant's option. Such option to be exercised either before his attaining his majority or within a reasonable time afterwards. I'll read that paragraph again. By the common law, a contract made by an infant is generally voidable at the infant's option, such option to be exercised either before his obtaining his majority or within a reasonable time afterwards. How much of a reasonable time do you need when you've been notified that there was fraud involved in the vitiation and the initiation of such contract?
I don't understand. I don't understand the infant portion. How can an infant? You're talking about a child.
Yeah, the infant.
Basically, a baby. Well, how does a baby make that decision, or is that decision made on behalf of the baby by the parents?
Well, it's always made on behalf of the child by the guardian, be it parents or guardian, whoever's
okay,
in charge
right.
of the child. But I think what you can read in between the lines here is the birth certificate.
Yes. Okay. I recall when my last grandchild was born, looking at a dry erase board in the hospital, and I was amazed at the number of families who had rejected the inoculations at the birth of the child. And it was clearly marked on a dry erase board, you know, baby Jones, baby Markham, baby whatever. No shots. Same kind of situation. Parents are making a decision for that child.
Yes, and of course, with that, if there's anybody out there that is about to go through that of childbirth or has young children, you can opt out of those situations. But you just have to know what you're doing. It's like, mm-hmm. you know, knowing this information and filing that affidavit. You got to understand what you're doing. You just don't go throwing paper around. And the day is going to come, and that's and I don't know how far it is in the future, and neither do you, and neither does anybody listening, when none of that stuff's going to matter anymore.
No.
Right now, it still kind of does. But there's going to be a point in time where it's not going to. And that is, to me, the goal of basically what we're trying to do here is to get a nucleus of enough people aware and educated where they can start educating others like little satellites, little disciples, if you wanted to use that term, not trying to be blasphemous here, and out educating other people. It's like some of the listeners have told me, they're making copies of those three programs and putting them on CDs and handing them out to everybody they know with copies of that affidavit. So, but once you've got the paperwork, you got to know what to do with it. Now, this is the other thing that I wanted to transition into with one of our, you know, the Jeff, and you and I know this, and it's hard for the listeners to totally relate, I think. But it's amazing to me the friends that I've made in the last 6 months from doing this, because it connects you so much with like-minded people, and they gravitate toward each other. And, you know, you and I both have made some just wonderful, warm relationships from some of the listeners, Kay, Candy, and Zorro, and James Taylor over there in Tennessee, and this guy here, our second-day donut guy up there in Idaho, Dave. And Dave, as we've been trying to keep you abreast of all this, had run into a lot of trouble up there in the Boise area because of all the bogus filings that have been being done by these Tim Turner people all over the country, especially, right. I guess, up there in his area. I think people are a little more open-minded, fiercely independent in the Idaho area and part of that part of the country, and they're a little more prone to be active, I guess, and they've gotten into bought this line of information that's being sold to them, and they're down there trying to file UCC-1 forms and allodial title forms and everything else, and Dave actually was told by the registrar down there that they have as many as 4 to 6 a day, and having to go in there, and they're filing multiple pieces sheets of paper, and none of them are accurate because that information's not accurate. And so he goes down there with a properly drafted affidavit, and they won't let them file affidavits of truth anymore in Idaho. They've got a whole list of stuff that people can't file at the registrar's office anymore because the water's been muddied up by so many other people attempting to file bogus things. Now, that's not the same way. We had a situation with the guy from Texas that had no problem filing his, sent it off to the State Department. Some of you are going to do this. If you're going to do it, God bless you. Okay? The information's lit on your ears, tickled them, and it migrated down to your heart and reignited or even helped as a catalyst with that fire of liberty that I think we're all born with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's another thing I used to get from some of Pastor Pete's broadcasts, Jeff, and he would say, you know, we're different because God's laws are written on our hearts, and we just basically want to do good, you know. It not that we do it all the time, but I think that generally speaking, our culture, it teaches morals and ethics, or it did in the past anyway, still does in some instances, as a family unit. And when you get away from that, there's other people that obviously, from the way they act, some other god writes laws on their heart. You know, one of those small g gods. How many, you know, that rhetorical question I asked you one night, how many gods are there? That other god, the one that Jamie Dimon worships and does his work. So you've got those kind of people, and a story hit me back when I was, before I got into all this information, I used to do work retail a bit, and I was working for this guy of a certain ethnic persuasion there in Atlanta, and his name was, I can't even remember his name, I guess I've purged it. Anyway, he hired me away from a video company I was working at, and to go over and try and start a competing one. And I was young and foolish, and the little more money he offered, I bid on. And so I went over there to work for this clown and help him set up his whole deal. And we're sitting there in his office, and, oh, we had an Uzi sitting over on the side of the table and, you know, real slick and all this stuff. And but he sat there face-to-face with me, Jeff. I've never even told you this story. He was sitting there just talking about stuff, and he looked me right dead in the eye and told me, he says, I've got larceny written on my heart.
You're kidding.
Right out of his mouth. And see, man. I didn't know any of this stuff back then. And you pay attention to it, but I didn't have the framework where I could plug that into what I know now, into just what we talked about, that some people are written with good on their heart and some people are written with evil on their heart. Okay, now whether they're born that way or whether that comes up environmentally, man, I don't know. But I know it's there, and I don't have to look too far around the world to see the destruction that it's caused in virtually every element of all of our lives.
It's appalling. And unfortunately, every single time we turn around, it's something new. It could deal with these kind of issues. I don't care if it's immigration. We've got this political crap going on with people calling names and threatening and inciting violence and racial tensions and it's insane. People in this country have got to be like an owl. We're just spinning our heads around. And, of course, all you get is about 260 degrees, but the point is it's happening.
Yes. I sent you an article, I think it was on Monday, Jeff, about banking stuff and the mortgage thing that's unwinding. And the one thing that I particularly pointed out, I think, in what I sent you was the Matt Taibbi. There was a real good Matt Taibbi article. The guy from Rolling Stone on what, you know, is going on and some of the things that he's uncovering. But in that article, it was talking, and it was a fairly long article, and it had several different things it was talking about with a couple of video interviews in it. But one thing that caught my eye when he's talking about the lawsuits that are being assembled around the country to go after the banks, and he said they're going after them on federal law and common law charges.
Jeez.
Now, if Erie Railroad versus Tompkins applies, there is no federal common law. So that means that if there is a common law suit being brought, since all property is state law, that it's coming up through the states. And if that's the case, your common law is still there, man. That was right there in that article. Okay. So that's what I've been trying to teach y'all. They've got these two layers on here, and they've got one layer over here of slaves, and they got a little small amount of people around the country that understand that loophole, mostly, I would say, themselves. Mm-hmm. And they claim this other alternate political status, which is identified in the U.S. passport application as a U.S. national. It's identified in 26 CFR 1.1-1 A as a non-resident alien in the only as it applies to the tax code are you as a U.S. national categorized as a non-resident alien. Okay, and that means you're non-resident, which means you're either a resident or you're a non-resident, and that other form of political status, the original status that the country was founded upon, is alien to the 14th Amendment federal citizenship. And that's where that term non-resident alien comes in. And if there's anything that I've tried to hammer across to you people is to try and get you thinking to where you understand how the enemy thinks, because you ain't never going to beat him. It's going to be difficult enough, okay? But you're never going to get the upper hand on it if you don't understand how the nuances of these very basic things of this trickery and deceit that's played at the very center of the onion. You can deal with all the rest of those onion layers that you want to. This one's right there in the nucleus. It's the middle of this whole fraudulent game that they've played.
Jeez. We are going to go to a break in a minute, and unfortunately this hour is nearly up. I kind of feel like a psychiatrist. Well, Roger, our time is up. You know, we got a few minutes after the break, and there's some other areas I know you've not been able to get into. You may want to touch on them briefly as kind of a setup for maybe next week or whatever the case may be. I may be out of town next week, in which case Roger will very ably be able to fill in this chair. And hey, some of the audience will be glad. They won't have to listen to me. So,
thank you.
Yeah, that's
so,
okay.
Yeah, we've always got things to talk about. And if that is the case, next week I'll try and get Jeff to – put out a little talk or a mention on the show one night about writing us some questions if there's some things you'd like to have dealt with.
You've got it. Absolutely. And in fact, when we come back from the break, I'm going to give that email address out. submit questions to Roger. It lays the groundwork for another program. We will be right back. Stay with us.
We've been working all day.
Ladies, gentlemen, Americans, meet Steve Boss.
The American dream has become a nightmare.
Steve Boss.
We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not.
To meet and see Steve Boss perform live, you need to be at Get Prepared Expo, September 9th and 10th, Springfield, Missouri, downtown at the Expo Center, all for $9 tickets. Get yours at GetPreparedExpo.com. Don't miss Steve Boss in concert live at Get Prepared Expo, September 9th and 10th, Springfield, Missouri.
Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take
America. Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesite, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372 or visit terravim.com.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Few moments, and as much as I enjoy, believe it or not, listening to Sarah Vaughan and Barry Manilow, it's an amazing piece of music from probably the best work the guy ever did. And the 2 a.m. Paradise Cafe. Welcome back to the final minutes with Roger Sales on this Wednesday. I wanted to, before I let you continue here for the last few minutes, let the audience know that obviously there's numerous ways to get messages through to Roger. I know we had a caller a while ago that wanted to ask some questions regarding the 13th Amendment. I know we're going to want to get to that here in an upcoming episode. Let me suggest to you to shorten things up and make it a little simpler. If you've got some questions, specific questions for Roger, and you've not been in direct contact, filter them through me, and you can do so either through the Republic Trading Group International.com website. The email address is gold@republictradinggroupinternational.com. And place your questions and be fairly succinct and brief. We'll forward them on to Roger. He will then get in contact with you. And in addition to, it helps establish a direction for an upcoming program. So you folks are helping to establish which ways we're going, and we appreciate that very much. Roger, closing comments. We've got two or three minutes, and that's about it.
Okay, well, let's see. We'll talk about some stuff. I was going to touch tonight on the black issue because you covered it in one of your shows from an email that you got from a listener from because of your dialects. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to get into that, and maybe that's one of the things we'll cover next week because, you know, it's like Thomas Jefferson, of course, you regulars know is my favorite forefather, one of, I think, the best minds the country's ever produced. You can go back and read his stuff today and see why. But his famous quote was, he said, "Slavery is like holding a wolf by the ears. You can't afford to hold it, and you can't afford to let it go."
Ooh.
And let me tell you what, that's as true today, if not more true, than it was when he penned those words. Okay, so I'd like to discuss that in the context of the things that we've learned and that the methods and the methodology of divide and conquer that we've come to understand and identify that is used so prominently by our traditional enemies. If we've got a second, I wanted to cover this Gibson Guitar Company raid and situation, and we're probably not going to have enough time, but let me just say that it has come out recently in federal court filings that they're just basically telling him to leave the country. So now what you're seeing is, and all of this heat they're bringing down the guy is not because he has violated any of these laws in India. It's because he's violated the U.S. section of these international laws. And this is exactly what British mercantilism did, is it brought in these places where they'd get raw materials from one place and bring them over and manufacture them and bring the finished goods back. And you're seeing it right here, except they're just using it in a reverse way, because now the system has been set up with the laws and the regulations, and they're coming back and trying to shut off the work in the U.S. The guys at the world meeting said one time, it was asked about Americans. He said, "The next people in the world will be Americans looking for work. In the world."
Hey, man, we're out of time. Roger, as always, thanks. It always makes my hour go very quickly. We'll see you again next week, whether I'm here or not. You take care of yourself, folks. We'll see you tomorrow.
The next round of the worst financial crisis in 100 years.